CBS News. Armed inmates at Walpole State Prison in Massachusetts have released one of their hostages, but they're still holding four prison employees. I'm Deborah Potter reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Details from Kate McGraw of CBS station WEEI.
A guard running out of Walpole State Prison for more film and batteries for a TV camera crew shouted out that Mr. Billings was let go. Billings is apparently one of the five guards taken hostage by prisoners this afternoon. The camera crew in the cell block is there at the inmate's request to make a film record of the agreement they'll sign with prison authorities. No agreement apparently has yet been reached. It is possible that the warden, Superintendent Fred Butterworth, is one of the hostages. It is known that he's in on the negotiations, along with John McGrath of Prisoners Aid Society and Boston attorney Max Stern, who has represented the inmates in suits against the state on prison conditions. Nine prisoners armed with knives they fashioned themselves continue to hold four hostages in cell block 9. 24 state police cruisers and a SWAT team are on standby in the prison parking lot. This is Kate McGraw for CBS News in Walpole.
More news after this.
I think I've got a wonderful deal on my car, Chrysler Newport.
Your Chrysler dealer says there's never been a better time to make a deal. This is what Austin McLean of Memphis, Tennessee had to say about his deal on a Chrysler Newport.
I bought the car because I felt it was a good deal. And when I spend that dollar, it's, you know, I've got to get a good buy. Now would be a good time to buy a Chrysler Newport, and I wouldn't hesitate at all. I'm very happy with my deal.
Now here, Ashby Johnson of Wyandanch, New York.
I shopped around for about a year. I looked at the Mercury, I looked at the Volvo, and I also looked at the Malibu. Well, I went to Chrysler, and the salesman gave me a very good deal on my Chrysler Newport.
Right now, your Chrysler dealer is clearing out his 79 inventories. He's overstocked. Everything must go. Right now, you'll find the year's best selections, immediate delivery, and the year's best prices and trades on the Chrysler or Plymouth you want, equipped as you want it. It's a buyer's market, and the time to buy is now, while your Chrysler Plymouth dealer says, we've got the cars. They've all got to go, so let's make a deal.
A forest fire in Southern California has been contained. It burned almost 2,000 acres of timberland near San Bernardino over the past 4 days. Apparently, the fire started when sparks from a passing train ignited the dry brush along the tracks. In central Idaho, two separate forest fires are still burning. Officials say it may take a month to bring the bigger one under control. More than 8,000 acres of forest land already have been scorched. President Carter's special envoy to the Middle East, Robert Strauss, says he believes the United States will soon be able to bring moderate Palestinians into the peace talks. He told the magazine U.S. News and World Report that he sent out a lot of signals during his recent trip to the area, and Strauss says, I've been getting a lot of signals back. The Palestinians apparently would be included in the discussions about the future of the Israeli-occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. Israel's foreign minister, Moshe Dayan, will come to Washington this week for talks on the situation in the Sinai. He'll meet with American and Egyptian officials to discuss the replacement of United Nations peacekeeping troops. Israel has refused to accept the UN Security Council decision to send an unarmed observer force into the Sinai to monitor the Egyptian-Israeli peace agreement. The dispute was the topic at a meeting in Tel Aviv today between the two countries' defense ministers. Apparently, nothing was resolved. The Egyptian official, Kamil Hassan Ali, also took time out for some sightseeing, as we hear from Dan Revive.
Ali's initial adventure as a tourist in Israel was anything but orderly. As soon as he got out of his car on Tel Aviv's main street, General Ali, dressed in civilian clothes, was rushed along by Israeli security men. They were joined by local policemen and shoving out of the way the dozens of curious Israelis who gathered for a look at the rare Egyptian visitor. At Dizengoff Circle, the very heart of downtown Tel Aviv, one middle-aged woman managed to throw herself over the security men and to plant a kiss on Defense Minister Ali's cheek. As the security personnel continued to push him along at a whirlwind pace, General Ali kept smiling. Dan Revive for CBS News, Tel Aviv.
Now this.
Get the long-lasting collar that kills both ticks and fleas. Put the plus on your pet, the heart's 2-in-1 plus.
Don't let your dog or cat spend this summer suffering with itchy fleas and dangerous ticks. Put the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar on your pet now. It protects your pet, home, and family against fleas and ticks for up to 5 months. The Hearts collar even kills ticks that carry dangerous Rocky Mountain fever.
Put the plus on your pet, the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus.
Entertainment's in the spotlight Saturdays on most of the CBS Radio Network stations. I'm Lee Jordan, taking you backstage on Broadway, on film locations for new movies, interviews with the stars, recording artists, and film reviews of major motion pictures, with an additional yay or nay from a guest reviewer in another city. Join me in the spotlight Saturdays, one of the many weekend listening highlights, along with hourly CBS News on most of the CBS Radio Network stations.
A Welshman who piled up 64 parking tickets that could have cost him almost $900 isn't going to have to pay 1 cent. Barry Pamplin's car is registered in the name of his son, Jonathan, who is 6 years old. Under the law, children under 10 can't be found guilty of any offense. Pamplin says he got the tickets on purpose to prove a point. The British car registration form doesn't ask for date of birth. I'm Deborah Potter, CBS News.